You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy and stimulating medical talk radio. I got to tell you, it looks like the big thing now is this gastrointestinal thing people have been having, vomiting. My kid threw up. Yesterday, I threw up. I lost two members. I didn't lose them, thank God. But we had two staff members out sick today. What is going on? What is going on? I thought it was just because, you know, I ate something bad. You know, I mean, in my family, nobody takes a cup when they're supposed to pour their drink. Right, you know, if you're going to have any fruit punch, you're going to have any apple juice. We don't have apple juice now in the house. We're not with the arsenic thing. Not that I'm that worried about arsenic and apple juice, but we don't have the apple juice in our house. You know, but everybody drinks and puts it back. So I just figured I threw up because of, you know, my kids and whatever was in there for 4 or 5 days. But no, there's definitely something going on. Just people are throwing up and then they feel better. No diarrhea, no fever. So I don't know what's going on. I don't know. I know I'm supposed to be the doctor, but sometimes little weird clusters of things pass through and it comes and goes. It's just, it's kind of frustrating because I can handle a lot. I could see a lot. I just can't handle smells. If something smells putrid, I'll get sick. And so, you know, when I kind of have a weak stomach, you know, and people are like, here, smell this rash. Dr. Dahlia, look, it has a smell to it. I'm like, no, I don't want to smell it. When patients ask me to smell them, I got to admit, and no offense to my patients, I love my patients dearly. And I know a good clinician will look and feel and try to use their senses. In the olden days, doctors would taste. You would you could find out if somebody's diabetic by tasting their urine. If their urine was sugary, then they had sugar in their urine, and that's how doctors were able to that's how doctors were able to deduce somebody was diabetic because the urine would be sugary. Just the thought of that is making me a little queasy, so I apologize. And so, yes, you would use your senses. So I have patients go, smell me. You know, do I smell ketotic? Do I, you know, like, no, no, please don't make me smell you. Please, please, please. The hard part is I had my own doctor's appointment yesterday, and, you know, and it was my gyne appointment, right, my annual. And of course, I was late. So I knew I was going to get, you know, a butt chewing from my doctor, you know, and I had been vomiting all day. So I'm like, oh, my gosh, I don't want to vomit in the middle of the procedure. And, you know, and it was just, it was a very, very stressful day. Very, very stressful. Yeah, but I'm not going to go into too much detail. I know everybody wants to know how it went. I'm assuming it went fine. I didn't need a dose of penicillin, you know, like in the olden days. No, I'm joking. I'm joking. No, no, no. So it was good. Guy was good, clean bill of health. You know, my husband never ever wants to go to those exams with me. I don't even ask him. But I felt like I needed him yesterday because I was afraid if I threw up, he could, like, give me a bucket or something. And before I could even ask him, because he knew I was sick, and he knew, you know, he's like, oh, I got to do this. I got to go to the bank. I got to do this. So he wouldn't go with me. You know, we're married 15 years. He won't go to the gyne office, really. Is that really that hard for you guys? You know, even during the pregnancy, you know, my husband hated being in the gynecological office. You'd think, I mean, what's the big deal? There's a bunch of women there. You know, I mean, it's not really that embarrassing. I mean, he went to see the baby on the ultrasound. You know, when we're looking at the heart. He loved that. But other than that, no. No, he didn't come to the amnio. He didn't, you know, not that I asked him. I had my mom with me coming to the amniocentesis. Amniocentesis, where they stick a needle in your belly. I'm sorry if this is graphic today. They stick a needle into your abdomen to suck out fluid to see if the baby's ready. I had some trouble pregnancy, so they wanted to make sure the baby was mature. 7 months old, my baby weighed 7 pounds. 8 months old, he still weighed 7 pounds. So we had to give birth to him at 8 months, so they wanted to make sure the lungs were mature. So they did the amniocentesis, but I hardly had any fluid, so they had to stick a needle in there. They had to, you know, suck it out. Now, my mom almost fainted. You know, my mom, okay? See, my mom always was tough. She was the tough one. You know, we couldn't cry in the family. She'd always tell us to toughen up. She was a tough broad. Still is. Still alive. Still tough. Very tough. Toughest woman I ever knew. I used to call her, yes, sir. She is tough. And she was like, oh, my God, you're going to get a needle in your stomach? I don't know if if I could watch it, but I have to be here for you. Just remember, you owe me. You know, and okay, so I was like, just go away. Go away. And it didn't even hurt. I could handle it. But hubby, he wasn't there, so trust me, I'm going to lay into him. And if he forgets our anniversary, oh, I've opened up a can of whoop. Well, you know. All right. Okay, so we got a lot to talk about today on the Dr. Dahlia Show. The healthiest states, another list of the healthiest states came out. Don't they come out with these lists almost every week? Why is every list different? Anyway, so we'll talk about healthiest states versus not healthiest states. We're going to talk about children's cereal is probably worse than Twinkies. All right, these children's cereals, the sugar content is enormously high. So we're going to talk about what you could do to kind of, you know, reduce some of your risk with that while still eating tasty cereal. There's been some issues of possible arsenic in rice. We're going to talk about that. We also were able to touch a little bit upon presidents and how they age really quickly in office, but then they get to live long and, you know, into their 90s out of office because they don't have to have Obamacare, but that's something we'll address. We had some great questions in the first hour, people asking about cataract surgery and eating Eskimo style, and if you eat like the Eskimos do, will you not have heart disease? So a lot of cool stuff we're going to talk about on today's show, but what is the coolest are your questions. So please call in at 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Your emails, of course, at drdahlia.com. And please follow me on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia. We said goodbye to Harry Morgan this week of MASH. He was Colonel Potter, died at age 96 in his Los Angeles home. They are right now releasing why. But we all love Colonel Potter. We all love MASH. Colonel Potter was tough. He was a good colonel. I would have liked to see Colonel Potter run for president, honestly. Born in 1915 in Detroit, he had worked on stage. He had basically been in acting most of his life. And then, you know, he gave a good talking to the Hawkeye and Trapper John. Trapper John inspired me to go into medicine. Oh my gosh, MASH, you bet, was one of my favorite shows. Quincy, nah. Quincy was kind of boring. I didn't really like Quincy. I like Scrubs. Scrubs is good. And Grey's Anatomy, I only saw a little bit of it, but it was so unrealistic with all the good-looking guys, you know? When we come back, more on the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOCDALI.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well. Free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Discover a natural way to experience cleaner, healthier indoor air without expensive filters and high-priced machines. Discover what healthcare professionals have known for decades. Salt ionizes and purifies indoor air. That's why you need to visit SilverSkyImports.com. SilverSkyImports.com offers a wide assortment of Himalayan crystal salt lamps, handcrafted from salt crystals that are millions of years old, contain healthy ions that eliminate odor, reduce bacteria, and can even help allergy and asthma sufferers, which means you and your family will breathe better, sleep sounder, and have more energy. These salt lamps are available in stunning, natural colors and shapes to accent any home or office, are environmentally friendly, and best of all, they're affordable. And don't forget SilverSkyImports.com also carries gourmet and bath salts. Order today at SilverSkyImports.com or call 800-494-1369. That's 800-494-1369. Breathe easier, feel better, live healthier at SilverSkyImports.com.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
The perfect water for drinking, bathing, and cleaning. Right at your fingertips? Yes, you can now have the most powerful water ionizer on the market for less than half the price of competitors. The Genesis Platinum Water Ionizer from GibsonsHealth.com creates the perfect drinking water of 9.5 pH, automatically cleans every time you use it, and even tells you when to change filters. Other 7-plate water ionizers are priced at $2,000 or even $3,000. But the Genesis Platinum is only $16.95. Get yours today at GibsonsHealth.com. Under Nutritionals, be sure to click on Essential Oils for Aromatic Liquids Extracted from a Broad Range of Flowers, Stems, Seeds, and Bark. And to really balance your body, click on Go Green, the most complete green drink available, necessary for survival. All this and more are found at GibsonsHealth.com. Call 800-388-6844. That's 800-388-6844 or GibsonsHealth.com. Healthful living since 1974.
You can't argue with success. And many people have found great success in fighting back colds and flu viruses with Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. So now, it's time to get even more success with the other great quality natural products from Affinity Health Products. Like C-Energy Liquid Vitamins, Lose and Snooze, and the One Day Diet. Or Human Growth Hormone Support, Menopause Specialist for Women, and Joint Specialist. See these and many other quality Affinity Health products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. That's A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y HealthProducts.com. Or call in your orders at 877-888-7126. That's 1-877-888-7126. Trust your health to the makers of Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. Affinity Health Products, the finest and most innovative natural health products available.
All right, guys. We're back on the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Finally, they're studying marathon runners. You know how we talk about marathon runners and how I say I think it's really stressful on the heart and it puts the heart through some unnecessary stress and damage? Well, finally, they have studied this and they came out with an article talking about how endurance athletes may actually incur heart damage. They think they found what could be going on. The only thing is I'm not convinced that this is it. Remember last month, somebody had actually, his heart had stopped beating. I don't want to say he dropped dead, but he dropped right before the finish line in an LA marathon, and they had to re-jump the heart using an AED, from what I understand, or perform CPR. And I'm like, why are these marathon runners dropping? Why are many of these athletes dropping? Well, we know a lot of the young athletes drop because they have hypertrophic cardiomyopathy, which is an enlargement of the heart and more of a left ventricle issue. Well, today, this study found that they had issues with the right ventricle. Now, your heart is divided into four parts. Okay, you have the right atrium, the right ventricle on the right. Yeah, that's how I remember it. Left atrium, left ventricle. All right. The right ventricle. Remember, your ventricles are more the thick bottom part of the heart, and they have to be a bigger pump. The right ventricle pumps into the lungs, so the lungs can oxygenate the blood. Then it comes back into the left atrium, falls into the left ventricle. The left ventricle now pumps this nice oxygenated blood throughout the body. As the blood deoxygenates, because the oxygen has to go to all the tissues, and it comes back through the venous system. It dumps into the right atrium, and then it goes into the right ventricle, gets pumped into the lungs again. Does that all make sense? Right. Okay. The right ventricle pumps into lungs to oxygenate. The nice, fresh, oxygenated blood from the lungs goes into the left atrium, drops into the left ventricle, gets pumped out through the whole body. It turns into venous blood that's, you know, less red, less oxygenated, gets brought back to the right atrium and then back to the right ventricle. So what they found is endurance athletes, these highly trained ones, had reductions in right ventricular function immediately after a race. So again, this is the ventricle that's pumping blood to the lungs. Now, they said the function almost returned to normal about a week later. All right. But what they did is they studied 40 athletes, mean age 37, endurance training, triathlon, alpine cycling, ultra triathlon, all trained for more than 10 hours a week and had finished in the top quarter of a recent race. So they weren't the guys like me in the back walking. All right. And none of these guys had any cardiac symptoms or risk factors. Now, remember, what are cardiac risk factors? Being a male over 40, being a female over 50. Remember, these guys were 37. These athletes were 37 years old. Having heart disease, family history of heart disease, diabetes, cholesterol, high blood pressure, and if you smoke. Those are all risk factors. So these guys had none of those. Okay, the researchers evaluated the athletes 2 to 3 weeks before the race, immediately after the race, and then 6 to 11 days after the race. Now, compared to baseline, the right ventricular volumes increased, so they got bigger, and all measures of right ventricular function, I'm reading this, worsened immediately post-race, which means they didn't have as good a pumping action into the lungs to oxygenate. Now, the left ventricle function, and the left ventricle is what we really worry about in medicine, they said was fine. Now, they did look to see, well, is the muscle becoming injured on the right? And one way to tell that is we do these cardiac enzymes. Whenever you have a heart attack, you have chest pain, when you come to the hospital, we run cardiac enzymes. These are biomarkers that are given off in the blood if your muscle was injured. So they looked at BNP, which is a beta-type natriuretic peptide, and your troponin. And they found that both of those were increased following the race. I'm not surprised by that because whenever you exercise and you do something of that strenuous activity, yes, you're going to see these biomarkers go up because the muscle was stressed. But they also found reductions in the right ventricular ejection fraction. So how much did that right ventricle eject? Was less. But the left was still okay. So, that's why I'm saying I don't think they found what it is. Everybody's saying, oh, yeah, you need to do cardio. Marathon runners are fine. No, I don't. I don't think marathon runners are 100% fine because I'm tired of hearing people drop. And if they had the hypertrophic cardiomyopathy or they had one of these types of cardiac diseases, we would have seen them drop earlier in their lives. We wouldn't see it later. There's something else to this. They said by 6 to 11 days after the race, most measures of the right ventricle function had returned to normal, except they did see still some strain. They underwent MRI, and they also saw there was some scarring. They could see some subclinical scarring within the myocardium. Myocardium is heart muscle. That's what it is. So, all right, so what does this mean? Well, it means, yeah, you know, some of these endurance athletes, they may be working their hearts to the point that the damaged heart is causing some fibrosis and some scar tissue. Maybe that is something that could cause them an issue later in life. So they need to look more into it. But I love the fact that finally someone's listening to me and looking at the heart. I mean, I think there's people out there, they could do triathlons, decathlons, and they're fine. Nothing's going to happen to them. They're going to be great. Knock on wood, God willing, they'll be fine. But then I think there's a small set of people that are going to drop. And we've seen this. And how do we identify if that's going to be you or not? I mean, can the heart handle 30 minutes, 45 minutes, 2 hours of activity? Can the heart handle it? You know, should it? Should a heart be able to handle it? Remember, our hearts were designed for the hunters and gatherer days, where, all right, you were chasing a bison or chasing a buffalo or a cheetah or deer, and you chased it until you could kill it. If it outran you, it outran you. But you wouldn't be running for 1 to 2 hours. You'd be taking breaks. That's why you get short of breath. You get short of breath because your body wants oxygen. Your body's brilliant, and when you're out of shape, And your body doesn't like excessive exercise. You start to hurt. You build up that lactic acid in the muscle, and you start to have trouble breathing because your body wants you to slow down, get some breath, get some oxygen. But that is a very serious symptom. If you are short of breath when you're exercising, you have to stop and get that oxygen. Because if you're hypoxic, lacking oxygen, then you could have myocardial injury or an issue that happens to your heart muscle. You know, whenever you work out in the gym, they always have these little signs saying, you know, stop if chest pain, shortness of breath. Of course. Now, you know, when I was younger, we were, you know, of the 80s, no pain, no gain. You know, so when I was running track, you know, I was starting to get winded. I was having to, you know, keep going, keep going. Well, yes, it did increase my endurance, but God forbid I had a heart condition. You know, that's why I recommend any of your children doing these heavy athletics, let a cardiologist take a peek at his heart. Let them do an ultrasound. Let them do a stress test just to make sure all the parts are working. And they have good ventricular function, good pumping, because, you know, I see my boys when they work out, you know, they'll say my chest hurts. And I'm like, oh, God, you know, and luckily I know they're fine. But I worry because, you know, when those coaches are working them out, they're working them out good. And that's how we were trained. I mean, I don't want somebody doing a halfway workout. I mean, what good is a 5-minute, 10-minute workout? If you're going to work out, do it right. But I get very nervous seeing these career marathon runners or these career athletes and nobody checks their heart. And even my patients come in, they go, Dolly, I'm a marathon runner. I don't need to check my heart. All right? I know I could run. That's not the purpose of a stress test. A stress test is to hook you up to electrodes so we could watch the heart, or they could do the chemical test, the nuclear test, so we could see the heart in action while you're beating at 180 beats a minute, 200 beats a minute. All right, we want to see what's going on with your heart. And if we see that part of your heart muscle is not getting oxygen, well, then, yeah, that muscle's getting damaged, and you could actually get a heart attack. Or you could start getting this fibrosis like they're talking about in the right ventricle. We worry more about the left ventricle, but the right ventricle is still just as important. You know, heart failure. When we talk about heart failure, it's when the pump isn't working that well. So I don't want any of you marathon runners that are listening to panic. I mean, God bless you guys for exercising and being more active than the average American who's sitting on their butt on the sofa. But make sure somebody's taking a peek at your heart. You know, and make sure you listen to your body. You feel weak, you feel dizzy, you have chest pain, you feel nauseated. Listen to your body, right? Your body is your best friend, okay? All right, I can't put that any clearer. All right, okay, so what's going on here? We have U.S. presidents aging more than their peers. This is true. What happened is they looked at a couple pictures of Barack Obama, right, before he passed the Obamacare law or pushed the Obamacare law through, and then after, and he great, right? The President Obama's been aging. And like I said, he was, what, a community leader? Right, that was his job before. What was he? A community organizer. He was a community organizer. Right, so if he was a community organizer before presidency, that's like playing tic-tac-toe and then being a marathon runner. Being a community organizer and then going to the presidency, that's like playing Twister and then going to a marathon. Right, I think he needed to exercise and stretch out his mind. But anyway, they show he's aging considerably, but does that mean he's going to die early? No. Luckily, presidents live longer. We're going to talk about that when we get back on the Dr. Dolly Show. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Burglars love easy targets, like a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television, so from outside it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, comes with AC adapter, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95, so get one for you and give one or more for Christmas. Now through Christmas, get free standard shipping on any quantity Fake TV purchase. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Solar power.
Solar power.
Hand crank power.
Hand crank power.
Radio power.
Radio power.
The goods you want, the good deals you need to power up your survival are at 21stCenturyGoods.com. In our solar department, you'll find solar generator kits, solar lanterns, flashlights, radios, and solar cell phone and laptop chargers. 21stCenturyGoods.com is your hand crank headquarters for everything from generators to flashlights to emergency, weather, and shortwave radios by Grundig and Kato. Big brand names and big deals. Like this. Get a free solar flashlight with every order over $75. But hurry, offer ends soon. Go to 21stCenturyGoods.com, spelled the number 2, the number 1, ST, CenturyGoods.com. That's 21stCenturyGoods.com or call 866-999-8422. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Power up your survival.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Dr. Dahlia Show, Sassy and Stimulating Medical Talk Radio. Taking your calls at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Your emails at drdahlia.com. Please follow us on Twitter. And if you want Dr. Dahlia, my show, played in your local city, just go to your talk station, call your talk station up, and say, bring Dr. Dahlia to my city, please. And Genesis Communications Network will make it happen. We got Donovan working the dials tonight. So far, so good. We're doing well. So being president is kind of interesting, right? They notice that presidents age pretty quickly while in office. I didn't realize this, but Ronald Reagan had to bring in a hair colorist. I mean, his hair always looked good. Right, but remember, you know, he was in his 70s in office, and so, you know, no, he didn't have that natural brunette hair, all right? I know it kind of looked like bedtime for Bonzo, same color, but it wasn't. He actually brought in a hair colorist, and I don't blame him, you know? I mean, look at Gaddafi. Gaddafi had multiple cosmetic surgeries, from what I understood, to make himself look young. I mean, people want to see a young president. I mean, would like to see a president that actually, you know, has some experience and knows what the heck he's doing, but But, you know, from a camera perspective and from a PR perspective, you know, we like our presidents looking, you know, young and vibrant and burly. So, yeah, I'm not too surprised. But what's interesting is that even though these presidents seem to age pretty quickly while they're in office and they seem to gray, I remember years ago when Ronald Reagan had just left office, they did a handwriting analysis and they showed what his handwriting looked like the first year here he was in office, and then 8 years later. Now, I don't think it had anything to do with the Alzheimer's or dementia. I just think he had written so much. It looked like doctor's handwriting. You know, the very first prescription I ever wrote as a medical student and had to have the doctor signed, it was block lettering. It was so crisp, so clear. Now, I mean, it's scribble, and I don't mean to scribble. It's just you write so much, you get lazy. So I remember in the news they were showing Ronald Reagan's signature and how it changed and how some of his writing changed. And it is. You know, I think it wears on you. Absolutely. But what's interesting is how many presidents, when they leave office, they live pretty long lives. Gerald Ford was 93 and a half when he died. Ronald Reagan was 93 when he died. John Adams was 90 years old. Herbert Hoover was 90 years old when he died. And you know, this one study, trying to think who had researched it. It was a S.J. Olshansky, a demographer at the University of Illinois at Chicago. Study appears in the Journal of the AMA. Interesting article that he did. He said the first eight presidents lived on average almost 79 years, almost 80 years, at a time when life expectancy for men in the U.S. was under 40, right? If you think back, right, to George Washington, look at John Adams, you know, so the first eight presidents had lived longer. So why is that? Well, probably wealth and access to the best health care, but still, even back in the late 1700s, right, for them to live in the early 1800s that much longer. So I don't know. I mean, I guess maybe if you're a good president, you know, God's happy with you. I don't know. But it was interesting. Lyndon B. Johnson died of a heart attack at age 64. We remember that. FDR died at age 63. He had a hemorrhagic stroke, which originally was the theory of his cause of death. But then a year or two ago, they were talking about how he had malignant melanoma. And they thought that that was the cause of his death. Now, I don't understand that because I don't know many people who survived at that time a hemorrhagic stroke. FDR had high blood pressure. They were treating him with diuretics, those water pills, hydrochlorothiazide, things like that, LASIK, that type of family back then in the 40s and even in the 30s. And that's how they treated his high blood pressure. So it makes sense that if he had a blood pressure spike, that could have resulted in a hemorrhagic stroke. But if you see his pictures throughout his presidency, and I've talked about this on the show, and I have this on my Facebook page, where you see the melanoma above his left eyebrow. And what's interesting is they didn't take a lot of close-ups of FDR. Early in the presidency, they did. Later, the melanoma looks the same size, but it's a lot darker. So the farther FDR is away from the camera, the darker the spot is above his left eyebrow. That was the melanoma I believe they were talking about. So interesting stuff. Very interesting stuff. So, but think about it. I mean, I am sure that President Obama, if he leaves office, right, God willing, right, and he will not use whatever public option his Democratic successor will institute. I'm sure he is going to have the best of the best health care. So I'm not surprised. All right, so speaking of health, let's take a look at this article that showed the healthiest states. This was kind of interesting, all right? The top healthiest states. This is based on obesity and vaccination, and this is United Health Foundation's American Health Ratings. All right, now it looks like the top 10 states are Vermont, New Hampshire, Connecticut, Hawaii came in fourth, Massachusetts, Minnesota, Utah came in seventh, Maine, Colorado, and Rhode Island. And from what I understand, I think Mississippi was the 50th. Mississippi was at the bottom. Louisiana was in the bottom 10. Kentucky in the bottom 10. Nevada, number 42. Oklahoma was in the bottom 10. Texas. Well, I thought you all were, you know, riding on your horses and, you know, going to the rodeos. I love Texans. Oh, I love my Texans, right? All my cowboys that I I don't know, they exercise pretty well, but I guess Texas is down there, West Virginia in the bottom 10. But good for Vermont, good for Utah, good for the people in the top. Let me see any other states. Where did California? California was number 24, so practically halfway. Arizona, 29. And let's see, North Dakota was 12. Oh, North Dakota did good. But you know what? They have really good air. North Dakota, you know, I mean, the flooding, that doesn't help. But for the most part, they're good folk. All of you guys are good folk. All right. This is frustrating for a lot of us. Those of us that like our sugary cereals. For those who join us on the Dr. Dolly Show, another list came out on the worst sugary cereals, the highest sugary cereals. Okay. It looks like Environmental Working Group has found that many cereals have as much sugar as Twinkies or chocolate chip cookies. Researchers looked at sugar content in 84 popular cereal brands. Researchers found 44 of the cereals were so sugary that a one-cup serving would contain more sugar than three Chips Ahoy cookies. Ha! I usually eat five at a time. All right, so what were the 10 worst children's cereals? Top in the list was Kellogg's Honey Smacks. I don't really like Honey Smacks. They're really too sugary. Post Golden Crisp was number two. Number three, Kellogg's Fruit Loops Marshmallow. They have a Fruit Loop Marshmallow? I thought they just had a Fruit Loop. Oh, my gosh, that sounds delicious. See, I love Lucky Charms. Fruit Loop Marshmallow, I had no idea that existed. All right, but that ate a lot of sugar. Number four was Quaker Oats Captain Crunch Oops All Berries. Number five, Quaker Oats Captain Crunch Original. My husband loves Captain Crunch. I can't stand it. It's too sweet. That's just too sweet a cereal for me. Number six, Quaker Oats O's. You see, you think you're eating healthy oats, but it's the healthy O's. Those are sugary. Number seven, Kellogg's S'mores. Oh, come on. How could that be a healthy cereal? Kellogg's S'mores. Then Apple Jacks. Kellogg's Apple Jacks. I love Apple Jacks. Number nine, Quaker Oats Captain Crunch Berries. And number 10, Kellogg's Fruit Loops Original. All right, those had the highest amounts of sugar. So what should you do? Well, what you should do is, if your kids really want the sugary taste, get some, healthy, boring cereal in the bottom of the bowl and just sprinkle maybe a little bit of the sugary cereal. But don't give them a whole cup. And also watch the cup you're giving them. All right. You know, just because Target makes big bowls, we buy all our dishes at Target and they have some real huge breakfast bowls. That doesn't mean, you have to eat up the whole bowl. OK, a bowl of cereal has changed over the last few decades. When we come back, more on this and arsenic in our rice. 1-877 Doc Dolly.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Long-range patrol ration entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug-out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the Freeze Dry Guy is offering a limited time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty and nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com, your source for survival food in an uncertain world.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
From the shattered Rust Belt come the Lost Vegas.
Now also available in digital format at Amazon and iTunes worldwide.
Don't come calling when your walls start falling down.
Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas on 180-gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall.
Why don't want
Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas.
The Lost Vegas.
Now available at Amazon.com.
And iTunes.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
The Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. We had just been talking about sugary cereals and how really our kids shouldn't be eating that much sugar. Try to give them a healthier choice, but if it's going to be difficult to wean them off, you can kind of sprinkle a little. You know, honestly, it doesn't have to be sugar upon sugar. I got to admit, you know, my husband, he loves Captain Crunch. I cannot get through one spoonful of it. It's too much. So mix it up a little bit. Also, get the kids to eat a healthier breakfast. I always talk about protein. These kids do better if you have protein. If you just have simple sugars in the morning, by 10 a.m., they've burned right through it, and they get hungry, they get hypoglycemic, and they don't do well in school. When we used to restrict kids' sugar when they were hyperactive in the 70s and 80s, that was why. They burned through their sugar, because we had Count Chocula and I think Dragonberry, and I forget what cereals we had. I know we had Fruit Loops. There was lots of sugary types of cereals then, and parents would give that to us, and, you know, before they went to the office. And, you know, we would burn right through it, and then we'd get edgy in school. So we told parents to restrict the sugar. And you really need to do that, because this is what's causing our kids to become diabetic. Honestly, they eat so much sugar that their body gets used to it. Their pancreas shoots out insulin. And then when they, you know, finally are forced to learn how to eat right and have good eating habits, they don't know how to do it. Because ever since they were little, they were trained to eat poorly. You know, a study came out today saying vitamin D levels being low in your child could put them at risk for diabetes. They studied about 400 obese children, 87 children who weren't overweight. And what they did is they found that the lower the vitamin D levels, the higher the insulin resistance. Now, remember, insulin is what takes the sugar from the blood into the cells. If you're diabetic, you don't do a good job of that, and you end up having high blood sugar in the blood vessels, and those causes issues with your eyes and your kidneys and your nerves. And, you know, a lot of these kids, you actually lose weight when you're diabetic because you're not feeding yourself the sugar. The sugar is staying in the bloodstream. So you want your insulin to be sensitive. You don't want too much insulin resistance. Now, when I look at this with vitamin D lead to, you know, with diabetes risk in obese kids, my thinking is most obese kids, they don't go outside and play. Most obese kids are sitting there playing video games, watching TV. Yet when we used to run around half naked outside in the heat, right, with no sunscreen on, running around and playing, we were skinny kids. Right? And many of us didn't develop diabetes. Again, I can't tell you to go out in the sun without sunscreen. I need to tell you to protect yourself. But, you know, you wonder, is it really that they're low in vitamin D, or they're not getting sun and they're not getting, you know, going outside? Now, this just in, pretty scary stuff, right? Remember the Fukushima nuclear disaster? Well, right now, there is a huge recall of 400,000 cans of infant formula by Japanese food producer Meiji because they found traces of radioactive cesium found in the company's milk powder. Remember we were talking about cesium, how cesium lasts longer, and this is what gets passed on from goat to milk to human. All right. Tests of the Meiji step batch of formula with an October 2012 expiration date detected cesium-134, cesium-137 at levels 15 becquerels per kilogram and 16 BQs per kilogram, respectively. I'm reading this for you. All right. Right now, they say the Japanese government's permissible levels of dairies for infants, which is 200. I'm sorry, I'm reading this as I go because this just in. What they're concerned about is any level with growing children, they could react to this radiation. And when you have any sort of radiation exposure, especially to a rapidly growing infant, that could cause issues. So we were really concerned with the Fukushima disaster, what's going to happen to the food supply. Now, did any of these traces of radioactive hurt the babies? We still think it's well under any major toxic levels, but we don't want any traces at all, especially in infant formula. So, you know, now they're looking at products from fish to beef to rice, vegetables, tea. They have to. With the Chernobyl accident back in the 80s, the big concern and cause for cancer wasn't so much what was in the air, but what was in the goats and the livestock and the milk. That's how people were exposed to the radiation, because it got picked up in the food supply. So it's pretty scary stuff. So I'll keep you posted of anything new. Like I said, this just in, infant formula recall, 400,000 cases of infant formula due to traces of cesium being found. All right, speaking of traces of things being found in our food, researchers now are taking a look at our rice in the U.S. We talked about arsenic levels when we talked about the juices earlier in the week, and how 10 parts per billion was the EPA and the FDA's limit. All right, we don't want more arsenic, you know, in our food than the 10 parts per billion. But what they found is women, they studied women who ate the national average of half a cup of cooked rice a day in the 2 days prior to urine collection, that they ingested an amount of arsenic, they said, equal to 4 1/4 cups of water a day containing arsenic at the maximum allowable level. All right. So it's a lot. All right. Do the math. It's a lot. And so now they're concerned. Okay. Well, is it the rice? Here's the thing. They didn't test the rice. They tested the women's urine. All right. So women who had reported eating rice a couple days before, they looked at the urine and they looked at arsenic levels. Now, my question is, if they're talking about arsenic in juice and they're talking about arsenic in rice, where else is the arsenic? I mean, they need to look at everything. Okay, it's funny because these studies come out and they go, okay, so I guess we'll avoid the juices. All right. Oh, okay, maybe there's arsenic in rice. Maybe there's not. We'll avoid the rice. We need to think laterally, and we need to think, okay, wait a second. Juice, what else? Is it in food condiments? What's going on here? Now, of course, most arsenic occurs naturally in the soil. So crops usually don't take it up, but rice, because it's grown in, flooded fields and you need a lot of water, there's a chance that it can take it up because it's taking up the rice in the soil, etc. A lot of times, too, animals can convert the organic to inorganic, based on them eating, around the crops and then defecating. I won't go into too much detail, but it's going to be kind of interesting to see. I mean, I'm glad, and Dr. Oz gets credit for bringing this to people's attention with the arsenic and the juice, but I'm glad they're looking into this because we need as little of these compounds, inorganic or organic compounds, as far as I'm concerned, as little as possible. We're very concerned about all the different types of cancer and the increase in cancer that we have, and we blame it on overaging. The older we are, we're not dying of the heart attacks like we used to in the 40s. We're not dying of polio or TB, thank God, because we have medications and we have ways to treat and vaccines, etc. But so we always say, okay, well, that's why we're probably getting cancer. Well, did it ever occur to you that maybe it could be what we eat? What we're exposing ourselves to? I mean, we are now a very highly metallic society. Right? There's metals in our food, metals in our soil. We're surrounded by metal and computers and cell phones. I believe, there's something to it. Now, we could get paranoid and not eat anything. I like rice, and I don't eat just the one cup. I get a bowl of rice, and then I, put, taco meat on it and cheese and all that. I know it's fattening, but, when I eat rice, I love my rice. I eat rice. I don't eat just a little baby cup, which is what we're talking about back with the cereals. With your kids, buy them small cups. They waste most of the cereal anyway. I really think, honestly, if somebody wants to do a nutritional movement, right, like Michelle Obama is doing, I would recommend have the plate companies make smaller plates and smaller bowls. I see the plates, the plates that we have in our house is a foot long height and width. It's a whole foot each side. Back in Jesus times, when you see the Last Supper, he's got a little baby bowl. And here we are eating off of a plate that has a foot. Maybe there's always been arsenic and crap in our food, but it wasn't a big deal because you just had a little bit. But you eat a foot squared, right? Whatever the, integral is, or I remember my calculus. You try to, figure that out. You're probably getting exposed to a lot of stuff, not to mention the shit. No wonder we're diabetic. With all the sugar, make smaller plates, eat smaller bowls, add a smaller bowls. All right, guys, if this is your stop, have a great rest of the way home. If not, stay on board. 1-877 Doc Dolly.
Take me down,
little white
church.
Take me down.
Take me down.
Take me down. Take me down, little white church.
Take me down to the little white church.
Take me down to the little white church.
Hi there, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And we're looking in this time of terrible financial crash, terrible meltdown of the medical system. We're looking to pay people obscene amounts of money if you become a student of our business at Youngevity. We will help you actually take care of people better than the medical system has. Think about it. We spend more money in America for healthcare than all the other 218 nations the world put together, and they can't even solve weight loss problems. I mean, the medical system may have a total mental brain fart, and if you do this, you will be able to save an enormous amount of people from being overweight, being obese. They don't even know what causes obesity. Believe me, we know what causes obesity. In the medical system, they think it's from eating too much. It's not from eating too much. It's actually a mineral deficiency. Do you solve a iron deficiency anemia with a bone marrow transplant? That's what they think. Do you solve a mineral deficiency that causes obesity with a gastric bypass? That's dumber than a stump. Contact us at GCNminerals.com. Learn how to lose weight, look good, and save yourselves a gob of money.